This is the Anything Period Podcast.
Emphasis on the period.
That was something.
It was emphatic. That was the point.
Emphatic? What does that mean?
Emphatic. That means the state of emphasizing. Not the action of emphasizing, I should say.
I'm not gonna hold you. I feel like we should keep like a counter or something to where I just don't believe you when you say something.
Bro, like,
I gotta fact check that.
It is insane.
All right.
How much you don't believe me?
Tuaz, how you doing?
Yeah, showing or giving emphasis, expressing something forcibly and clearly.
I don't believe you. Let me see it for myself.
Literally just looked it up. Google is my best
Google
friend.
Might be different than your Google.
What the fuck? Nigga, definitions don't change across web browsers.
Oh, really? Then explain English versus British English.
That's different languages, not different web browsers.
We both speak English.
Niggas use Chrome and fucking Brit, nigga.
All right, let's look at emphatic. Showing or giving emphasis, expressing something forcibly and clearly, okay?
And if you want to talk about English, we can go to vocabulary.com. We can go to Merriam-Webster.
Vocabulary.com is not.
We can go to Cambridge Dictionary if you really
go to Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster. Okay. Mm-hmm. Uttered or marked by emphasis, tending to express oneself in forceful speech or to take decisive action, attracting special attention. Emphatically. Okay? Uttered with or marked by emphasis.
You know what? All right. I believe you.
No, you didn't believe me. I had to prove it to you.
I believe you now. And doesn't that matter?
No. No, it doesn't matter now. Because you didn't believe me.
It should matter
when
now.
It counted.
It should matter now.
No, I had to prove to you.
And now I believe you.
Not believing in a fact is still an opinion.
Not believing in a fact is an opinion?
Yes.
Let me say that one more time. Not believing in a fact is an opinion.
Yes.
Not believing in a fact is an opinion. I'm going to say it three times like Umar. All right. Not believing a fact is an opinion.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Oh my God!
Prove it to be true.
The word emphasize, we just described it, right?
No, not what you said before. What you're saying now.
Yeah, what I'm saying now correlates to what we said before.
No, it does have to.
Everything to do with it.
No, the statement that you just uttered.
Yes.
Not believing in a fact is an opinion?
Yes.
So, let's say this. Here's what I think, right? And this is me just going off the cuff, off the dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not believing in a fact, right? If I say, hey, let me think of something that's not super dangerous. So the first thing I thought of was, if I stare at the sun too long, I'll go blind. Mm-hmm. All right. What's something that is considered a fact?
The sky is...
No, hold on. Not even considered a fact. What's something that most people believe?
The sky is blue.
Okay. So, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I do not know about. I know a little about, but not really, because mm-hmm. I don't experience this. Okay, so you know colorblindness, right?
Yes, I do know colorblindness.
Okay, so what is colorblindness?
Colorblindness is where you cannot see particular colors.
Okay, can somebody not see the... Because I know there's a joke about I know what it's called. I think it's from Community. It's where the...
It's a type of blindness? It's a type of color blindness? Because there are different types.
Oh, no, it's from New Girl. Okay, I remember. It's from New Girl. Mm-hmm. So, Winston is talking about, like, how Kermit is brown, right? Kermit the Frog is brown.
Mm-hmm.
When Kermit is, to everybody else, Kermit is green, right?
Yeah.
So, he can't see the color green. So, based off of that premise... What I'm asking is, can some people not see the color blue?
I'm not sure if that's one of the color blindness. I know red green color blindness is a thing. I'm not sure if blue is a particular color blindness as well.
Also unrelated, well, kind of related. Related in the fact that colorblindness is a thing, right? I know animals, because this thing, right? Is it true or not that, also, while you're Googling this, is it true or not that animals, like dogs, they see in black and white and not in full color? That's a legitimate question that I have. Do dogs see colors? Do dogs see colors? Because I'm legitimately serious. Like I don't know which cartoon. It could have been Clifford the Big Red Dog. Could have been something else.
But okay, I feel like, okay. What colors do dogs see? Because dogs' eyes have only two types of cones, it's 20% of the cones in the human eyes, their color spectrum is limited to shades of gray, brown, yellow, and blue.
Gray, brown, yellow, and blue. So even dogs see the sky is blue?
Yes.
Are there corrective related question. Are there corrective lenses for dogs?
Can
dogs wear glasses?
I don't think that we have anything.
Imagine if Air Bud had to wear glasses like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar while playing basketball. That'd be hilarious.
Wait, dogs that have been diagnosed with eye diseases such as cataracts, pannus, glaucoma, cancer, or blurred vision may benefit from wearing glasses.
So are there dog glasses out there? Is that what you're saying?
If your dog has been treated for an ocular disease and has recently had eye surgery, your vet will likely advise you to keep them indoors so sunglasses wouldn't be necessary.
That's not what I asked. Does it? Or actually, let me use my fingers and also look this up. Actually, I can just... Do dogs wear glasses?
According to Northwest Animal Eye Specialists, dogs that have been diagnosed with eye diseases such as cataracts, pannus, glaucoma, cancer, or blurred vision may benefit from wearing glasses.
Now, let's be clear, July. Let's be clear, Two Eyes. Illusion. Let's be clear, Illusionaire. Do you have any other AKAs?
Infinite. No Greek? Infinite.
That's a new one, Infinite?
It's actually an old one, I just never told you.
Okay, wow, you just keep the secrets from me? That's crazy.
That's part of what Two Eyes is. That's the first eye of Two Eyes.
You know what, one eye should be closed. I guess one eye was closed, and I couldn't see the real you.
Ooh. The real eye?
Anyway.
Because I love myself, no. Anyway.
One eye clearly is a glass eye looking back at me, because it's fake. Like you, as I can clearly see. Bars.
You don't even know what you just said.
I don't need to know what I just said. It sounds good. It sounds good. That's all that matters, alright?
Are you sure about that?
I don't have 20/20 vision. In fact, I'm wearing contacts right now. But my eye color is true.
So therefore, the contact of eye cannot see eye because eye is blind to what eye can see because eye is actually blind.
See, you over-explained it. That's not what we do here. The only time we over-explain things is when we talk about rap beef. And speaking of beef,
Where's the beef?
I believe Drizzy is cooked. He's cooked.
Flambé, sautéed, and I don't know, had a marinade. No glaze. Anyway, I think what my colleague here is saying is that it's done. It's wraps. There's no need for nothing else to happen. We know who won. We know who lost. And at this point, if you disagree with the fact, it's an opinion.
If you disagree with the fact, it's an opinion.
Yes, and the fact is Kendrick won.
I mean, it's obvious. Like,
Drake. Oh no! But there's gonna be a lot of people that disagree.
I mean, yeah, Drake Glazers, of course.
Yeah. But because there,
there's a TikTok that I saw. There's a TikTok that I saw. I don't know the guy's name, but he was like. I don't want to say down bad, not like that, but like
there were a few of them.
Like he was crying over the fact, like he was like leave Drake. Well, he wasn't like leave Drake alone, but he was basically like,
Leave Drake alone.
He didn't do anything. He's a good rapper. He's just making raps and stuff.
How old were they? Were they 12?
No, he was an actual, like, adult.
26?
But yeah,
grown ass men crying over Drake.
Hold on, actually, I'm gonna pivot slightly. I'm gonna make a U-turn back to the dog's need glasses.
Oh, flip it and reserve. Yep.
So the short answer is yes, dogs need glasses. You do not know about it, as canines do not read newspapers or drive cars. Ear sight problems in dogs are different from eyesight problems.
Wait. You won't know they wear glasses because they don't read the newspaper or drive?
You do not know about it, as canines do not read newspapers or drive cars.
Why was that necessary to say? Just say it's not commonly known. Why is your criteria for people not knowing it whether or not they have comprehension skills?
Hold on, I'm not done yet. Eyesight problems in dogs are different from eyesight problems in people. In some cases, wearing glasses may not help the dog. Then what? You know what?
It's for style.
You have a doubt as to whether your dog suffers from eye problems. This is the funniest thing about this is that these are all definitive statements. This isn't a question.
It's no question. This is all periods, all exclamation points.
There is a pressing need to confirm if indeed it is so. Unlike humans, we have to read an eye chart. Dogs cannot read and communicate in human language.
What is this website?
This article is hilarious. It's called PetCareRx.com.
Oh no!
The title is Do Dogs Need Prescription Glasses? No question mark. By the blog dog.
Wait, no! There's no question mark in the headline?
By the blog dog on July 10th.
The blog?
At 3 a.m.
Oh shit, it's the real dog with the blog, huh?
This is very funny.
Oh shit, that makes sense. He wore glasses every time he went on his blog.
Yeah.
Is that why? Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. That's the reason why I said they don't know, because you know they're not reading newspapers or driving car.
But back to the beef.
Back to the beef. You had to throw a dog a bone, and obviously Drake done put the dog down.
I mean, like Kendrick said, in Euphoria.
Go ahead, say the line and I'll tell you which one it is.
No, because I don't want to get it wrong.
I will tell you if you get it wrong. I will correct you.
No, because I remember it, but I don't remember. I remember the
subject. Say the line and I'll tell you what song it is.
For all the dogs buried?
Yeah, for all those nines, all your dogs getting buried. That was the like that verse.
That one. Okay.
That was at the beginning of all
this. This back and forth has been going on so fast. How many days has it been?
When everything fucking dropped, at most three.
Okay.
It was like 3 days back. It was like, okay, cool. Did the TaylorMade freestyle. Then when Kendrick came out with Euphoria, that's when everything fucking went hyperspeed.
Back and forth.
Actually, no, also, no. It didn't go back and forth. It went back to back, then back to back.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I want to mention something too. Even though I feel like the beef is, a lot of people are saying the beef is over now.
Yes. I would agree.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Did you call Drake the Heartbreak Kid?
No. HBK, Shawn Michaels.
What the fuck does Shawn Michaels have anything?
You haven't heard about what he tweeted?
No, I haven't heard about what he tweeted.
I sent it to you like this morning.
What did you? You didn't send me a tweet this morning.
It wasn't a tweet. It was a TikTok video. So pretty much, Shawn Michaels was saying, "Let's settle this beef in an NXT match between Drake and Kendrick."
Nigga, that's a mismatch if I ever saw one in my goddamn life.
That's not the point.
That is the point.
That's not the...
That is the point, bro.
Why do you say that?
Well, because obviously, no offense to K-Dot, bro's fought like, what, 5'5"? Like, he feels like 5'3". He's a luchador in the WWE sphere.
Okay, and?
And Drake is like, what, like, about like 5'11"?
Okay, let's look this up. I'm going on Chrome. Okay.
Oh no, Drake is 6 foot.
Okay. Yeah, Drake is 6 foot.
And Kendrick is 5'5".
5'5"? Okay.
The nigga is a luchador. Drake is 6 feet. In wrestling, that is an advantage.
But still, like, let's put it into like wrestling terms. Okay. Well, not necessarily wrestling terms, but like, let's relate them to a wrestler, and then let's. I mean, we all know that it's down to like booking and stuff and all that. I still feel like that would be a good match to see. Even still.
Would it really?
Yes. Why wouldn't you want to see that?
I don't want to see two grown men awkwardly try to grapple each other that I don't even know can really fight like that.
That's amateur wrestling.
And who watches amateur wrestling besides people who are interested in? Do you watch amateur wrestling?
So why are you opposed to this?
Huh?
So why are you opposed to this?
You want to see two grown men awkwardly grapple each other that don't know what they're doing?
Here's the thing, all right. Do you or do you not like wrestling?
Yeah, I like it. It depends. It depends.
No, yes, it's a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no question.
Do you or do you not like wrestling?
Yes, at times.
Okay, that's a yes.
At times.
Okay, that's a yes.
Partially.
With that being said, right? We've seen so many celebrities come in the ring, right? Especially when it comes to black people, especially when it comes to rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq at one point, right?
Yeah.
And but all three of those people
are
entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And rappers.
Yeah, I got a retort for that already.
Alright, what do you have to say?
All of those went against other wrestlers, people who are actually trained and professionals and actually know what they're doing.
Okay. So why can't we just do a tag team?
Who? Kendrick with who?
Okay.
We're not bringing back Crime Time. The other black staple is gone.
Street Profits,
yeah. Are they gone? Are they still wrestling?
No, they're still wrestling.
Are they? What brand are they on?
I gotta look that up, but they just did, I think like a three. They were in WrestleMania.
They were at WrestleMania?
Yeah, they were at WrestleMania.
Good for them.
Yeah,
they were genuinely good for them.
They were against, I think, the New Day and like somebody else, like I think a three way.
A triple threat tag team?
WrestleMania 40 tag team men's. Okay, so it was. Where is, let me see. Okay, it's.
Six pack ladder
tag team championship, Judgment Day,
versus DIY versus Awesome Truth,
which is The Miz and R-Truth.
I know.
The New Day,
A-Town Down Under,
and New Catch Republic.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, hold on.
That's a fucking free fall.
What? Hold on. Am I wrong?
Yeah, see, wait.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, that's what it was. It was a different one. Okay.
What?
Okay, so this was. Yeah, this wasn't WrestleMania. I was right. Bobby, it was a different match. It was a 6-man tag team, Philadelphia Street Fight. Bobby Lashley and Street Profits versus Final Testament.
What was the Philadelphia Street Fight?
The WrestleMania was in Philadelphia.
So it's just a street fight. Okay. Yeah. Why is it labeled as a match? If it's a street fight.
Anyway.
Also, it's kind of fucked up that the two black guys got to be in a street fight.
You don't consider Bobby Lashley black?
No, he is very much black. I would just mostly focus on the Street Profits.
Okay, anyway. What was the point I was trying to make? I forgot. Ooh, you know what would be interesting?
Oh, you're talking about having to be in a tag team. Go ahead.
Okay, or maybe two stables. I don't know. I gotta think about it. It could be what was MVP stable? I forgot.
The Hurt Business.
Okay, yeah, the Hurt Business for Drake's side, and then for Kendrick's, it could be like the Street Profits and how many people are in the Hurt Business? I forgot.
It was at least like four. Like MVP, Bobby Lashley, wasn't it Shelton Benjamin in that shit?
Let's see.
Yeah, it was. He was. Go back up. Let's go back up.
It was MVP, Bobby Lashley, Benjamin,
and Alexander. I don't know who Alexander is.
Okay, I think. Oh, yeah, Cedric Alexander.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah, there's four of them in that.
Okay, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot. All right, anyway. What was I saying? I forgot. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think Kendrick... What kind of... Actually, yeah, we can tie this into, like, what's it called? Def Jam. A little bit into Def Jam.
The game that will never happen again.
But we can still theory about this. What do you think,
Kendrick is definitely martial arts. If we're going by like the five disciplines, like that was a fight for New York. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he would be a mix between like martial arts and like, I don't know why, I think like kickboxing.
Okay. You don't think?
No, I don't think he's wrestling submission or goddamn or a street fighter. No.
Okay.
Or a boxer. No. Mm-mm. Now, what would you say for Drake? What do you think Drake would be? I feel like that one's harder to pin down.
That is hard to pin down. But I can't see... What would his style be?
I feel like it was... I can't even say Street Fighter.
Because I feel like as a wrestler, he definitely would be a heel. I feel like... Well, obviously...
Yeah, he'll be
the kind of heel where like he would have other people do his work for him.
He would be the type of heel where like he would go through the same shit Roman went through, where he was trying to be a baby face for so long, he wanted everybody to love him to the point where now he just says fuck everybody.
No, but that's not his. I feel like that's not his story.
That is his story.
No, I feel like
that is. I'm saying as a rapper, that is his story. He's wanted respect and wanted like the admiration of all like the legends and everything beforehand, but everybody kept on shunning him and calling him soft and calling him light skinned and everything like that and ragging on him to the point he's just like, yo, fuck y'all, I'm doing my shit, and he's the biggest fucking artist ever.
Are you trying to say that
it's the Roman Reigns story, nigga? It's parallel.
So you're saying Kung Fu Kenny is Cody Rhodes? Is that what you're saying?
I wasn't saying that. That would be hilarious to call Kendrick a white
this
man.
Hey, all right? We all know that Cody Rhodes is black, all right?
Look, his wife is.
He was there marching with
Don't.
Martin King. I got photo evidence to prove it.
Really? Yes. So the son of a plumber was marching with MLK. MLK, Cody, wait. No.
What? Exactly. What do you think of that? Huh? Exactly. He was there. Hey. He was right there.
Hey.
Video proof.
Hey.
Video evidence.
Hey.
Photos.
Hey, Black, I want you to understand, there is this revolutionary thing called Photoshop, and
you can't tell me he wasn't there.
I can tell you, because it's true.
Well, guess what? What'd you say before about facts?
I said if you disagree with the fact, it's an opinion.
If you disagree with a fact, it's an opinion.
So you have an opinion.
Well, guess what? I'm gonna put that as like the what's it called? The thumbnail of this I'm
just gonna put this Martin, Cody, and Malcolm, that's the big three.
I'm gonna Yes, that's right. That's right. But yeah, that's the real big
three. That's the first big three.
But yeah, anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
No, that is.
Actually, ooh, this is, yo. What? WrestleMania 40 came out this year. We got this rap beef. You know what?
Yo, a lot of...
There actually are a lot of parallels.
Yeah, actually.
Between wrestling and...
rap.
And rap.
Yeah.
But yeah, also, we should talk about the... I mean, this isn't like an official announcement. Mm-hmm. Like, we should talk about the because it's a bunch. We've been gone for like I don't know how many.
Yeah, months, we've been gone for a while.
Years, right?
Phil, yeah. Actually, yes.
We should just talk. We should go back and release all that We should go back and release.
Don't say unedited. I spent all that goddamn time editing. That shit is edited, bitch.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all the stuff that we didn't talk about. Oh. We didn't officially talk about it, put on the podcast. On the podcast feed.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But yeah, a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, a lot of stuff really did happen. We also missed a whole other, like, I'm not going to call it mini beef, but a whole another side beef with Quavo and Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chris Brown smoked the fuck out of that nigga. Yeah. I don't...
That's hilarious.
He smoked crazy. That nigga like Snoop Dogg was passing him a blunt. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He told this nigga, yo, we only have you because Quavo's dead. That's essentially what he said to this nigga. Bro, come on.
Yeah.
He said you the best by default. God damn it.
But what are we gonna call this new? I guess we could call it a series. I guess so. What do you want to call it?
Anything we missed.
Anything we missed? Dot dot question mark.
Dot dot period.
No, dot dot question mark.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's like if we're having a conversation and we're like asking artists like anything we missed that you would like to. Hear us talk about?
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah. Facts. Actually, yeah. Yes, very much so.
Okay, cool.
Any and everything about that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Transition.
Transition. Have you given this podcast a listen? Do you love it? Do you hate it? What would you rate it? You're the best.
Please rate us 5 stars on... Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That would greatly help us as we continue to rise in the ranks of the podcast
the
greatest black podcast tier list.
I was about to say this is gonna be a hard fight.
Like the towers in Mortal Kombat, we're trying to get top ranking.
That's such an abstract analogy.
Give another analogy then. Just say it's bad and then leave it at that. Give another one.
We're going for the gold. We're going for number one.
We're trying to be the undisputed champions of the podcast world.
Yes. Yeah, we're trying to. You know how Cole was trying to be Bruce Lee or Loose Leaf?
Okay. With that being said, how long is this?
Not long.
This is almost 30 minutes?
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
I think that's a good, like, mini release.
Uh-huh.
This has been...
Like a little mini bus.
Yeah, I think we can post this, like, unedited. I genuinely feel like we can post this unedited.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much to, like, cut.
Yeah, probably this part that we're talking about right now, talking about cutting it.
Yeah. We still not gonna cut it.
You're not gonna cut it.
Right after this, we're gonna just release it.
It's like BHD said, yeah, I'm gonna edit this out. He never edits it out.
Yeah. But yeah, this has been another episode of the Anything Period Podcast.
Emphasis! On the period.
You know what we should end this on, music-wise?
What?
We should end this on New Day, the New Day theme song.
The original one?
Yeah. But yeah, peace, y'all.
Peace.